This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United States diplomatic envoy landed in Israel Friday evening, sent by Washington to try to calm Israel's most intense conflict with Palestinians in years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had announced Wednesday an envoy would be sent, adding that Israel had a particular responsibility to avoid civilian casualties. The Israeli military has put the number of militants killed so far in the Israeli attacks at between 80 and 90, but Palestinian medical officials said at least 119 people have been killed since Monday in Gaza, including 31 children and 21 women, and 900 others wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday reiterated it was working toward de-escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and a lasting peace deal in Gaza. It also says Israel had a right to self-defense. The World Health Organization warned on Friday the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic is set to be far more deadly than the first. Meanwhile, Japan extended a state of emergency to more areas Friday amid growing calls for the Olympics to be scrapped. With just 10 weeks to go, campaigners submitted a petition with more than 350,000 signatures calling for the Games to be canceled. Japanese public opinion is firmly opposed to holding the Games this summer. Swiss tennis great Roger Federer said Friday he and other athletes are confused on whether it's happening or not. Federer says he'd love to play in the Olympics, but would understand if that doesn't happen given the coronavirus situation. You can find more on these stories and the rest of today's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This